barn lot, I guess, is what you're referring to there.
Was this fenced?
Yes, it was always fenced.
Well, any special kind of fence?
Usually it would be a net wire and then two or three barbed wires on top. And maybe a barbed wire at the bottom to keep hogs from rooting it out. Some people refer to it as hog wire.
How was this attached to the posts?
It was attached with staples. They were driven into the post. Staples were.
How were they driven? With a gun?
No, with a hammer.
Were rail fences ever common around here? Or perhaps I should
Yes. This is a comparatively new country in here. And I can remember that when I was a small boy, that the area in and around the barn, and what we refer to as a barn lot, and was a rail fence. Maybe the potato patch in the garden. Yes, I have heard it referred to as a worm fence because you had to go this way and back and this way and back in a general direction, but you couldn't run the rail straight. You laid them on top of each other.
That's interesting with the term worm fence.
I've heard it referred to a lot as a worm fence. However, I'm sure you'll find in this area, generally speaking, that it was known as a rail fence. But to me, a worm fence would be a better name for it because it's
certainly snakier.
Yeah.
Did you do anything with stone and rock from a field?
No. What stone and rock around a field, they would be hauled to the lower side and thrown off to maybe build it up and catch, keep it from washing.
But these were never made into walls or fences?
No, not. Occasionally you will see some rock walls, but over in Arkansas you'll see an awfully lot of rock wall fence. And 10 or 15 miles from here.
My goodness.
But you don't see many here. Now, just over the line there, that part of Arkansas is old. Why that this was so new, I don't know. It's strange that just an imaginary line would make a difference. But I believe it's Arkansas University. It used to be over here at Cane Hill. It started there, and I believe the Presbyterians started that. Then later, when the Indians came over the Trail of Tears, they were driven from Tennessee to a town north of here known as Westville, 14 miles up here. And the site is still there. There's a church there that was transported from Tennessee. That church is still there and in very good repair. It's unbelievable. And it's used every day. And there's a graveyard there. You might find that referred to as a cemetery in most places, but all my life it's been known as a graveyard.
And they brought their church. Well, that's very interesting.
Yes. I'm sure you know a lot more about Oklahoma history than I would ever know. But
now, don't you be too sure.
I can tell you some things.